I'm sure many of us listen to music as a way of relaxing or unwinding or even for company. But nothing is better therapy than sharing one's problems over a cuppa. And an innovative new scheme has been introduced by a local healthcare provider. So here's Sarah to tell us about it.
It may be homespun wisdom, but it can be true. Sometimes a problem shared really is a problem halved. And you can never underestimate the therapeutic value of a simple cup of tea. These are the principles underlying new care cafes being launched by Suffolk-based Kingsley Healthcare at its care homes across the region. The monthly cafes, branded If You Care, We Care, aim to give people caring for others in the community a welcome treat and a chance to meet fellow carers. Operations manager Georgina Dennison, who came up with the idea, said, "So far we have introduced the cafes at our homes, Lilac Lodge in Alton Broad and Woodbridge Lodge in Woodbridge, and we are starting one this month in July at Downham Grange in Downham Market. Caring for someone at home is a demanding and often lonely task, and with an ageing population, it is a prospect faced by an increasing number of people. Our aim is to provide carers with an opportunity to meet up with people in the same position and share their problems, swap ideas, or perhaps simply enjoy a chat over coffee and cakes. They can treat the occasion as a welcome break from caring or, equally, come along with the person for whom they are caring." The latest event at Woodbridge Lodge was opened by the town's new mayor, Claire Perkins, who described it as a marvellous idea. Woodbridge Lodge manager Paula Baker said she was proud to be launching the new initiative at her home. "This is our way of saying, if you care, we care," she said. "You might work as a carer, care for a family member, or just help out your neighbour by doing their shopping once a week, and we want to say thank you to you all." In future months, it is hoped to invite along representatives of relevant charities who would be able to offer advice to carers and signpost them to places where they could look for support, she added. Lilac Lodge manager Zena Stotter said, "The number of people caring at home for family members living with dementia is increasing year on year. That gave us the idea for this drop-in, which has come at an opportune time because of the recent cuts to some services. The need for it is highlighted only too well by the case of one lady I spoke to at our first event. She told us how she only has 4 hours respite a week from caring for her husband with no family support locally."
That's certainly a very welcome initiative. Thanks, Sarah.